Chris Kawamoto was in her first year of medical school when she noticed a lump in her breast. A series of tests revealed that the tumor was malignant, and Kawamoto was diagnosed with breast cancer.
The immediate thought that I had when I got my diagnosis was, oh my gosh, I have to take a year off from school. I've worked so hard to get here. You know, I had my surgery on a Friday, and I was back at school on a Monday.
Kawamoto was determined to graduate on time. She immediately underwent surgery and began chemotherapy treatments, all while still enrolled as a full-time student.
Throughout chemotherapy, you know, I worked. Even the days that I had chemotherapy, I would go to work before that. Yeah, chemotherapy is not fun, but I think for me, I was one of the lucky patients who didn't have such a hard time with it. But I think it's more of the psychological and the mental issues that I think were the hardest to deal with. But at the same time, you know, keeping, like you said, really busy with school, I think that helped me to kind of get through it, stay busy, and keep my mind focused.
At 30 years old, Kawamoto never imagined she would be faced with a cancer diagnosis at such an early age.
Most, you know, late 20, early 30-year-olds, you feel like you're invincible. You don't think that cancer is something that's going to affect you at that time of your life. You think of cancer as being, you know, something that affects older people. And, you know, even in the medical community, we see people that face these diseases, but you never think at that time that it's going to happen to you. So I think the hardest thing for me was just accepting the fact that this is really happening to me.
Thankfully, Kawamoto's cancer was found at an early stage, and she's now in remission. She says her experience as a cancer survivor has given her a unique perspective she hopes will make her a better doctor.
So you find out kind of what you go through as a patient. So as a physician, you know, you can remember that. And I think, it gives us an advantage. You notice people's demeanor when they're talking to you. If you carry this diagnosis, you notice, you know, how long you have to wait for tests, just not knowing, waiting for the test results to come in. And physicians, you know, they get test results every hour, every minute. And to them, you know, it's hard to remember that this is really important to that one person. So kind of good to give you a different perspective on things for sure.
Kawamoto begins her residency training this summer at the University of Michigan with plans to pursue a fellowship in cardiology. Molly Solomon for HPR News.